statement delivered by Indonesia. The Philippines reaffirms its commitment to the prevailing non-proliferation architecture and believes that the level of discourse should be elevated from platitudes to concrete measures. Despite the difficulty of weaving together discordant national interests and adopting common positions, the state's parties to the NPT should safeguard the gains of previous NPT endeavors, build upon them, and work for the success of the present review cycle. While the Philippines sees the importance of making parallel efforts in the area of nuclear non-proliferation, we would like to point out that our ultimate goal is nuclear disarmament, to realize a world free of nuclear weapons. With that understanding, we wish to highlight the following elements to further bolster the existing non-proliferation regime and work for its full and effective implementation. The Philippines sees merit in discussing feasible short-term outcomes to incrementally strengthen the review conference. We wish to propose that the NPT states parties consider practical measures to implement previous review conference outcomes, specifically the 64-point action plan of 2010 and the 13 practical steps of 2000. Following are the key measures. On safeguards, the Philippines regards the combination of a comprehensive safeguards agreement coupled with additional protocol as the gold standard in promoting non-proliferation efforts. My delegation therefore calls on NPT states parties that have not yet done so to take on board the CSA plus the AP so as to build confidence and ensure the peaceful nature of their nuclear programs. On preventing the acquisition of nuclear weapons and delivery systems, the Philippines has taken action in line with the international commitments on non-proliferation and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The Philippine Congress passed the Strategic Trade Management Act to prevent the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction by closely managing the trade in strategic goods. This law adheres to the UNSC Resolution 1540 on weapons of mass destruction. On the protection of nuclear material, the Philippines is working towards the ratification of the 2005 amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material. The Philippines commends delegations that have ratified this amendment, which led to its entry into force in 2016. The Philippines reiterates its call for the negotiation of a legally binding instrument banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. We welcome the participation of all relevant parties in this process. On the Korean Peninsula, the Philippines welcomes the recent positive developments and the willingness of the concerned parties states to engage in constructive dialogue. We call on delegations to support all diplomatic initiatives to resume dialogue on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also affirm the importance of regional nuclear weapon-free zones to the existing global non-proliferation regime and continue to support the ongoing efforts towards the establishment of such zones, especially in the Middle East. The Philippines associates itself with the NAMS working paper on the Middle East. The Philippines also associates itself with the working papers of Japan on the DPRK and of the Netherlands on nuclear safeguard standards, both under the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Initiative. Mr. Chair, I would like to conclude by stressing the need for greater coherence and cooperation between states on intelligence sharing, capacity building, and assistance. Furthermore, the industries, academia, and civil society have an important contribution to make to realize an effective non-proliferation regime. 48 years since the NPT entered into force, the world still sits under the shadow of devastation and despair that nuclear weapons may cause humanity. The Philippines appeals to all states parties to work together and amicably discuss divergences that may undermine the review process. We must muster the resolve to work on immediately implementable actions and initiatives to buttress the non-proliferation architecture and, more importantly, nuclear disarmament. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished representative of the Philippines.